From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. On this week's program, a foundation made up of young people doing good deeds. Stay tuned to find out how they are sharing the love. The Good Deeds Foundation is on a mission. They are molding characters while building communities. Established in 2015, the nonprofit organization seeks to assist persons in need, particularly in the areas of education and motivation. It is made up of a group of young people who share a passion for charity. Good Deeds president Kittist McCoy says they started out with just two people until they opened the projects to their friends and family members.
At the end of that day, we ended up with about 28 persons. A group of young persons got together who shared the passion of helping persons, and we decided that we wanted to do something to help in community development.
The work of the NGO ranges from providing books and stationery for children to visiting and sharing with the elderly. Ms. McCoy says, however, that the emphasis is on youth empowerment.
Any way that we can help to empower young people, especially, that's our target. So we go to schools and do speeches. We go to children's home visits and donate items to them. Our first very major event last year was our back-to-school treat, where we catered to over 500 kids and their families.
Children who attend the Good Deeds back-to-school treat, which will now become an annual event, will receive books, stationery, backpacks, and other school supplies in time for the new school year. Natoya Wright is the mother of Tyrell Atkinson, a grade 6 scholarship recipient. The award was facilitated by Good Deeds and funded by a partner organization, Mind Food.
It has helped me a lot. The scholarship that he has received to purchase his GFAT book, and it helped him out a lot at school. He said he has done well, and he has done well in the GFAT, so he said he has to look out for the best for him next month.
Last year, when we had our back-to-school treat, her son was a recipient of a scholarship where he participated in the quiz competition, and then because he was one of the top performers, he got a ticket to go to Empower Fest, where he then received a scholarship.
President of the Good Deeds Foundation, Kittist McCoy. From April 19 to 20, an inaugural career expo was held under the theme Disruption U, Preparing Now to Shape the Future. The event was organized to shed some light on pursuing possible professional paths.
A lot of young persons go through school and come out not knowing what they want to do. So what we did was to create a platform where they could come, speak to career counselors, career coaches, one-on-one, and find out how is it that they can chart their desired career path, the resume writing skills sessions, interview skills sessions.
State Minister of Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green delivered the keynote address at the inaugural expo. He gave his own words of encouragement to the young people.
Where do you want to be in the next 5 years? Give that some real thought. What are you good at? What is your talent? What is your natural ability? What are you drawn to? Because that is the first step to develop on where you can have a natural advantage over someone else. What is it that you're drawn to? Because ultimately, if you are able to align your passion and what you're good at with your career, then you will do very well.
The foundation also partners with schools and other organizations dedicated to the empowerment of young minds. To contact Good Deeds, call 977-6214 or find them on Facebook at Good Deeds Foundation JA. And speaking of good deeds, what are you doing for Labor Day on May 23? Decide on a project and register it. Invite friends to join you and volunteer to restore, preserve, and beautify your community. Call the National Labor Day Secretariat under the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sport at 978-7654 to find out about possible projects. And that's all we have time for this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palmer, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.